The Rebbe is writing over here in the 20th, Baruch Hashem, the 27th day of Nisan, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe said, it's been a long time since I've heard from you. And that must be a good sign, as it is the tradition by Hasidim, when everything is good and everything is peaceful, they don't write. I mean, the Rebbe is saying it a little bit, I guess, with an undertone, I think. He doesn't say, but...
You know,
in another letter, our Rebbe writes...
No news is good news, right?
That's what the Rebbe actually says, that. No news is good. In another letter, the Rebbe says, in a previous letter we learned. So, the Rebbe says, okay, let it be, if that's the case. Let it be in both, physically and spiritually. But yet, the Rebbe says, I still appreciate if you would be in touch, if you would let me know.
Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, nice to hear from you. Good. Also, the Rebbe says, I'm interested to learn what's going on with your son, who visited me a couple of months ago. Is he still continuing his work in the newspaper? And where he settled, did he settle in Israel or elsewhere? In either way, I'm sure that you are using your influence on your son so that he should add into those matters which are related to Yirat Shamayim, fear of heaven in general, especially to the ways of Chassidus particularly. There are many parents that are either embarrassed to speak about these matters with their children, or they say to themselves, it's not going to help. And you know, there is a saying from our rabbis, just like it's a mitzvah to say something that would be listened to, it's a mitzvah not to say that which won't be listened to. But the Rebbe says, based on what we heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, many times, this is not the case. It is the assumption, the chazaka is, that if you put in effort, it won't be wasted. It's not going to return empty-handed. And this is even if it comes from any Jew trying to influence. It's not wasted. How much more so when you hear words from somebody who's related, and even more so from a father, based on what's explained in Chassidus, he's one with his son. So the possibilities are much greater, and the quickness and time-wise that he will accept the words that you're trying to waken up, the Divrei Sederes, especially that in this case, the words that you will be speaking, they will really come from the heart. And as we say in our prayers, we say, Kirachim of Albonim, like a father has mercy, pity on his children. I'm blessing you for Chassidus and Nachas from your children and also from yourself. The Rebbe says you should have Nachas from yourself as well.